Well, I'm running for governor for a number of reasons. One is a group came to me and expressed concern about the fact that we don't have a fiscal plan. I haven't had one. We've been in a deficit for 10 years. During my term as well, we presented a fiscal plan. It was not adopted. So they're concerned about the fiscal plan. They're concerned about the lack of vision, the lack of any plan of where we're going. They're concerned about the infrastructure money that's going to come. We don't seem to be very interested in competing for it with this administration, with this governor. And so I'm all about the fiscal issue. I mean, if you don't have a fiscal plan, I worry about education funding. I worry about Marine Highway System funding. So we need a fiscal plan.
Can you sort of just give a broad outline of what a sustainable fiscal plan for Alaska might look like?
Well, it's a couple things. You know, one is that we've got to look at how we spend our money, as far as not so much on the budget cut. I mean, when I was in office, we had $26 oil. We reduced the budget by 15%. We reduced spending by about 40% before there was any adjustment to the permanent fund dividend. So I think we're done with that part of it. It was a painful process to do that, and the current governor came in he was going to slash the budget, and the budget now is actually more than what my budget was. So the budget has grown a bit, and so it's not about battling over what more we can cut and how many more people we can lay off. So the big ticket items we need to look at. Certainly we need to look at the way we subsidize some of the industries in the state. I've long felt that when we were in office, we did eliminate the tax credit program on the exploration side. We couldn't afford that anymore, and so it was eliminated, and we were paying the payment every year, the minimum payment on that. That needs to be paid off. On what we do up north, I think we need to take a hard look at the way we do business up north, as far as the per barrel credit that we provide. Boy, that's tough to deal with when we have an education system that the educators don't have a retirement system. So we need to look at our priorities again and make sure that what we were doing before it makes economic sense now. So that's where I would start with that. Certainly we need to, my philosophy is we have a permanent fund, probably the largest permanent fund per capita in the world, certainly the largest in the United States, no question about that. On a per capita basis, just the largest in volume in the lower 48. So we're at 80 billion roughly. We get to 100 billion, and we take, you know, the structure draws we put in place when I was in office. Legislatively was passed in number 26. That pretty much takes care of our budget. So it will be the first state in the union, the first state in the history of our country to be able to basically sustain ourselves into perpetuity with our sovereign wealth as it continues to grow. We're almost there. And so my goal is to get it to $100 billion.
And then beyond the fiscal plan, what do you see as some of the other most important issues?
Well, I mean, certainly is you know, affordable housing. That's a big issue that I've heard as I traveled the state and gone to lots of communities. One thing in common I've heard is we need affordable housing. It's out of reach now, and we're losing population. We can't fill positions because we have no place for them to live. So that's a very, very common theme. The other thing I'm hearing a lot is childcare. So if you don't have childcare, you don't have affordable housing, it's hard to fill these positions. So It's a statewide issue, and it's one that we will address that aggressively.
Absolutely, yeah. And what sort of steps would you have the state take to quickly address the affordable housing crisis?
Well, a couple of things. One is find out is there land available for subdivisions. You know, I look at the infrastructure of money coming to Alaska. Is there a way that can be used to do some of the subdivision development so the cost of the lots are less? The cost of the developing of a subdivision. My background is building. I'm a house builder from years past, long before law school, and actually since law school. Last house I built was our own house that we live in. So it's about, you know, how do we reduce the cost of creating new housing in each community.
So reproductive rights have been in the news a lot lately. I'm curious if you could tell listeners sort of where you stand on reproductive freedom in Alaska.
Well, Heidi and I, view that a bit differently. I've been pro-life for my life, most of my life, and Heidi is pro-choice, and there's nothing wrong with with that. I don't denigrate anybody or challenge anybody that has a different belief than I do. But when I take an oath of office, as I did, my oath is to uphold and defend the Constitution. regardless of my personal beliefs. So I will do that, as I did before. You know, so our Constitution, Article 1, Section 22, is very clear that under a right to privacy, that is a woman's choice on reproductive health is their choice, and it'll stay that way. We aren't going to fight that. With nothing to fight. The Constitution is clear. We're probably one of the few states that when Roe v. Wade, if in fact that is changed, that Alaska has that protection built into the Constitution. I am not in favor of a constitutional convention for a lot of reasons. I think the last thing we need right now in the upheaval we have, the partisan divisiveness, is to have a constitutional convention. I think that would be wrong. So I'm not in favor of that. So under the Walker-Dreyfus administration, nothing changes in that area. I'm not going to approve bills that try to change that, because of, you know, the Constitution is paramount, and you can't have a piece of legislation contrary to that. So I would veto legislation, any efforts to change that, because you can't change a Constitution by legislation. So status quo. You know, I'm not running for governor on the social issues. I'm running for governor on the economy, on the fiscal plan that we need, and you know, some of these issues that we need to resolve so our economy can grow.
All right. Well, former Governor Walker, thank you very much for joining us. I really
appreciate
the
opportunity.
It.
Always good to be here.